We need to do this once a week, top gaming streamer Asmongold praises Trump for Maduro capture. By Alana Mastrangelo on January 4, 2026. Top gaming streamer Zach Asmongold Hoyt reacted to President Donald Trump's Saturday morning announcement that the United States military captured Venezuela's socialist dictator Nicolas Maduro, telling the president to keep the same energy going, and suggesting a similar type of intervention tackling Minnesota fraud without bombs. "We need to do this once a week," he said. "Don't ever let anybody tell you that you can't do it. Because if you went on Twitter, everybody was saying, this is against international law, you have to wait for Congress, and you know what Trump did? He just went in there and did it. That's it, it's over," Asmongold said. Watch below. Just like what happened with Iran, Asmongold, who boasts 4.27 million followers on YouTube and 3.6 million followers on Twitch, continued. "Remember what happened after Iran?" The popular gaming streamer went on to say, "If you have power and you have the ability to exercise that power through force, then nobody can tell you, no, nobody can resist you. You can do anything and everything that you want, and there's nothing that anybody can do about it. And, so, always keep that in mind, that there is a way," he added. In responding to a commentator on his stream, Asmongold said, "Yes, keep the same energy. Absolutely. So, why not go and do this in Minnesota?" he said. "I mean, if we can do this in Venezuela, I'm not saying we should bomb Minnesota, right? I don't think that we should do that, but I do think that there are other ways that we can solve some of the problems over there. If Trump would do this all the time, I'd probably vote for him a third time," the streamer quipped. "This is what we need. We need to do this, like, once a week," Asmongold added. "Once a week, we need to go and, like, figure out who's gonna get blown up today." Last week, Asmongold reacted strongly to reports of Somali fraudsters in Minnesota and around the country, demanding the denaturalization and deportation of those who are caught committing fraud against the American people, as well as the entire family. "You have to make the punishment infinitely worse than the crime," Asmongold said at the time. "And I'm talking about deporting the entire family, denaturalizing the entire family, sending the entire group of them back to Somalia." Watch below. Notably, Venezuelans around the world celebrated upon hearing President Trump's announcement that Maduro and his wife had been captured and flown out of the country. Meanwhile, leftists, who appeared to have never met anyone from Venezuela, have launched themselves into a public meltdown, with Democrat leaders incessantly complaining about the matter. Alana Mastrangelo is a reporter for Breitbart News. You can follow her on Facebook and X at @rmastrangelo, and on Instagram.